9 o'clock Mountain Time. It's September 22nd, 2020. Tom and Shane are on the air. Like it or not, by your cards, letters, and phone calls, here we still are. So, what a beautiful morning, huh?
It is a beautiful day. Beautiful.
Tearing up. It's so great. Tuesday morning, my favorite morning of the week, of course, as Shane, as you know. It's like a second Monday. It's Monday. What, 101 or 201 or something like that. I forget.
Yeah, I was confused. You know, by the time you're going home, you talk to the wife on the phone and say, oh, glad Monday. No, dear, it's Tuesday. I mean, I'm glad Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know when it is. I don't care. Tuesday sucks. You know, it's a sucky day. I hate Tuesdays.
Only when you work.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holidays are not so bad. We don't have many Tuesday holidays unless Christmas falls on Tuesday. That's our 4th of July, maybe. That's about it.
But we're lucky.
Arbor Day.
We live in the 21st century. And now every day is a holiday for us.
Oh, okay. I guess you're right. All right.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Eagle Man. That's why it's a great thing, because it makes my day special. I totally enjoy this.
Well, all right. All right. Hey, don't forget, Tom and Shane, we're here every day, every weekday, I should say, at 9 o'clock Mountain Time. Happy to have you along with us. Thanks for stopping in and checking us out. Also, we're on radio on Saturdays, 8 to 11, 3 hours of limited commercial interruption. And you can listen to that live anywhere in the world you are at KMMSAM.com, KMMSAM.com. Don't forget the AM. And, of course, if you've missed any of our past shows, they're all at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be able to find those there. So good for that. And if you're watching us on YouTube right now, we are simulcasting, of course, on YouTube as well as on Facebook. So please check us out there as well. And don't forget to subscribe. Why should you subscribe? Because you're going to hear stuff here that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And it's not conspiracy theories. We believe Oswald shot Kennedy and men landed on the moon and, all the normal stuff. So, yeah, we're not going to give you any conspiracies or off the wall wacko info. But, so our top story today, of course, is that Trump is going to pick somebody Saturday, Shane. Apparently, going to wait till Ruth Bader Ginsburg her celebration of her life is over. And so you got anything to say about that?
Well, it's interesting. The White House reported that he has met with yesterday, I believe, or the day before, he met with Amy Berman Jackson, and so I think he's getting the job done.
Right? Amy Barrett.
Oh, I have Berman. Amy Berman Jackson. Anyway, the point is he met her.
No.
And
we got two Amys running. Amy Cohen Barrett.
Yes, and Amy Cohen. But yeah, anyway, the important thing is he met with him. So clearly. Yeah. He is thinking of one of these women. As we said yesterday, of his list, I think he said last night in the rally is 40 people. I thought it was 20, but he says it's 40. Mm-hmm. But 11 are women, so 25% are women. That's pretty huge. That's impressive.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Anyway, he's got it narrowed down to 4 or 5, I think he said, so. But everybody seems to think Amy Barrett is the top choice he's going to pick.
Probably. I would think so. And I guess he won't decide because of the way the news cycle's gone since this has happened, and we're on Tuesday. Clearly, it won't be a recess appointment, so he'll just go ahead and nominate her, and then he'll have basically appointed 3 justices. As much as they want to bark about it, it'll get done. It won't matter what the election outcome is. He'll have 3 Supreme Court justices.
No, they'll confirm it before the end of the year.
Yeah,
so
of course they will.
Whether it's before or after the election, either or. They could certainly do it before the election because what's his name from Carolina is ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, the senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. Yeah, he's the head.
Graham, yeah. Yeah, Graham's ready to rock and roll. So they'll get that through the committee. She's already been vetted anyway, if they do go with Amy Barrett.
Yeah.
So, not much to do. Yeah. She's already had the background check and all the stuff.
She doesn't need to go around meeting senators. She knows them all. And she was vetted in 2017 and approved for a circuit court position. So, you know, that whole thing of all the, you know, you can't rush the Senate. You know, they don't like being put. Oh, please. You know, skip your lunch today in your private dining room and, you know, try not working out in the gym that's yours. And let's just get it done. Anyway, the important thing is it really should be done before the election. And we talked about this at length yesterday.
Yeah, it should be.
There's, you know, it's a split right now. So a 4-4 tie goes back to wherever the case they hear comes. And now that I don't think that would happen. I just don't see a tie. I think the Chief Justice would, you know, break the tie in any case.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not going to have an election and not make a decision. Like, that would be really bad for the court.
Well, I don't see how there couldn't be a tie. You got four liberals and four conservatives.
Yeah, but I just don't see them. I mean, again, it would be really bad for them to, you know, put the election out for the American people. It just wouldn't look. It would make the Supreme Court political, is what it would do, actually.
Well, it's already pretty political.
We know that. I'm just saying.
I understand that.
I have to tell you, we had a giggle last night because we had a family sort of situation. My sister was here and my brother-in-law, Bruce, and their son and his girlfriend. And we watched the Biden speech. And, you know, I worry about, can he chew gum and walk at the same time? But I'm more concerned after watching that speech yesterday if he can walk and breathe at the same time. And the reason was we were watching it and literally he kept grabbing his mask and pushing it up because as he talked, it would drop.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we'd all watch and as he's talking and literally every minute, at least every minute he did it, touched his face, moved the mask. So that means during the course of his speech, over 60 times live on camera, he touched his face like with his mask, which you're not supposed to do. Like,
well, if you washed your hands and use the hand sanitizer, it's no big deal. Yeah.
I'm just saying it in reference to the, you know, how they beat up the president all the time.
Why give a speech with a mask on anyway?
Yeah. When you're tested, you know.
I mean, come on.
Pretty silly.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Craig says he's going to pick the Cuban-American woman so he can get the Hispanic vote in Florida. He's choosing a woman because he hopes to win women's votes. Everything Trump does is for his own benefit. So Biden didn't pick a black woman for his own benefit. Are you kidding me?
Well, not only that, it's tradition. You know, Sandra Day O'Connor was, you know, the first woman justice and... that's why Clinton picked Ginsburg, so there would be another woman on the court. And you know, Sandra Day O'Connor, by the way, is still alive today. But having said that, it's a tradition. Mm-hmm. You would expect you either Biden or him would pick a woman. I would have been surprised if they hadn't. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Well, you know, Romney got beat up for saying he had a whole binder full of women.
We're vetting women, and I have these binders that I read about all these different potential women, and they went on it.
And Biden left no doubt. Yeah, I'm picking a woman of color. You know, no doubt about that. You know, and then. So instead of these people picking the best person, you know, they're it seems like they're all going after the person that can do them the most good. So,
well, and you know, Trump put this list out running in 2016, so everybody knows the people on it. They've had, you know, 3.5 yeah. years.
Bet and them it's all. Not all women. It's not all women either. So.
11 women. But the point is he's put the list out. Biden refuses to, of course, because we'd all find out how liberal left they would be. I mean, that's there's no doubt about that. I mean, And the problem you have, too, is if he puts a list out, you know, the first question in the debate was, you know, was it vetted? Is this your list or was it vetted by the left Bernie Sanders and the, you know, the three wonders of the, you know, the political left in your party?
Yeah,
and
the Odd Squad group. Yeah, we got to have their stamp of approval, of course. So
I call them the Demolition Squad, you know, because it's the Demolition Party. So it's the Demolition Squad. You know, did you pass muster with the Demolition Squad on this list or did they give it to you, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I really think in the debate, Trump should call him Joey just to really upset him. That would upset because, you know, he keeps talking about how his dad called him and his mom called him Joey, right? Yeah. So Trump is Joey.
I don't know. Oh, let's see. Biden did the same thing, but that's political, not a lifetime justice. Trump chose Kavanaugh because he said a sitting president cannot be tried. It's always what's best for Trump, not Americans. Well, I'm sorry. They went with Kavanaugh rather than Amy Barrett because they thought Kavanaugh would be easier to confirm. And that's why they went with Kavanaugh.
And because they believe he was the best person for the job.
Well,
Trump does really do pick people that way, you know.
You think?
Yeah. Okay.
They really do that, do you think?
Yep. I mean, there's political reasons too.
Well, but, yeah.
Again, in this case, the bench is so deep with the number of women on his list that it was it's not hard to, for him to say, I'm going to pick a woman. And you know, that's why I have him on the list. They're all as qualified as the men, but this time a woman.
Sure. Yeah.
And I
the group.
If he gets a fourth choice, I wouldn't be surprised it would be another woman, you know, because he's saying that the next president could pick as many as four. So, you know, that means another possible three. So I wouldn't be surprised. Picks another woman.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either. So, you know, but, you know, as we said, presidents don't know judges. Somebody else puts the list together for them and briefs them on who it is and why they should be considered and all of that. You know, I think everybody knows that. I mean, if I were president, I would have somebody do that, you know, find me judges for the Supreme Court. Go look.
And I need a binder on all of them to read about them. And,
yeah, I need a binder on all of them. So let's get out there and get that done. So, yeah.
And here's a list of 12 that I want to meet and have lunch with. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
He's down for an hour and have lunch. You know, he's got.
Let's go there. So
that's a good time to meet people is over lunch at the White House. Wow, how sweet would that be?
Yeah.
I'd ask for the blue set of plates.
Well, the other thing, if he does pick it on Saturday, that'll be before the debate. So that may up as a debate question. Why her, you know, for, you know, or what objections do you have, Joey, for, you know, Biden or for whoever it is?
For her to lie in state requires presidential approval, right? So it's a, you know, federal building. He has to approve it. So I'm sure he offered it to the family and they thought about it and they agreed to it because it's a smart thing to do politically. I think it also raises the temperature of if she's laying in state and he announces her replacement, right? Like that. It's just more, you know, for the cycle. It just creates a bigger story. Yeah.
But what does that have to do with the debate?
Because it's on Tuesday. And so
well, now. I know, but you're going to pick somebody the Saturday before the debate.
Yes, well, she's lying.
I'm sure that'll come up as to why her, you know, or why.
Well, because the left will attack him for not even waiting till Ginsburg's buried before he announces a replacement. You know, just another story they'll run to try and beat him up with, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, the Arizona election, we've got McSally running in Arizona, and if she loses, that's going to add a Democrat to the mix, And it'll be 52-48.
Well, that's after January 2nd.
No, it isn't. It's by the 31st.
Yeah, it's a special election on the 31st of December.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets to vote before that. So,
They do it before that. If they don't do it before that,
no, they will win or lose.
Well, I know they will. Yeah, but I'm just throwing this out as a possibility.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So we've got to explore all these avenues.
Mm-hmm.
So I bring it up.
The Republican senator from Colorado yesterday said, you know, he agrees with it and he'd vote on it, and he's in a tight race too. So
mm-hmm. I agree. No, I think there's plenty of room for all these folks.
Well, it's either going to be a landslide for Trump or it's going to be an ugly mess. And
of
course, well,
that's what I think. Yeah,
being a devil's advocate, we'd like an ugly mess.
Well, yeah, for us, it'd be great. You know, the uglier the mess, the better.
Yeah,
you
but know? Not for the country yet.
I mean, it would be great if it was contested till June.
Won't happen.
No, I know that. But
the scenario, it's over on the 20th of January. Yeah. The House and Senate would meet, and the states would make the decision. That's why the gubernatorial race is so important.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, right now, the Republicans control 26 governor seats, so Trump can get elected on that basis. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Linda thinks Trump will pick Amy, very qualified. So,
most likely.
I think she's the front runner, her favorite anyway of the media. I think who he'll pick.
Well, that's true. And, they've got lots of tape, right? Because she took a real beating from that senator from California.
Feinstein,
Weinstein, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Feinstein. Yeah. Sorry, I did get that wrong. No.
Yeah, there you are.
the thing is they got tape on that. And, what a great political ad running that tape with her, questioning her religion against something they said that she said to Kavanaugh. You know what I mean? Like, that's still an open wound, Kavanaugh, I think. I do, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't doubt that at all. Yeah. No, it is.
Okay.
Okay. Now I was looking something up here. I was hoping you'd keep talking.
I'm happy to keep talking. You mentioned Europe and the number of COVID cases there. Now they're up to 216,000 because the U.S. just went over 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to point out was that from 2009 to 2020, H1N1 has killed 550,000 Americans. And, during the Obama administration, 2009-16, 350,000. And again, the concern I have about all this is that, Biden making these comments that are wrong about how many people died and none should have died, and they're all Trump's, Trump killed them all. Why do you throw rocks when you live in a glass house? I mean, we've heard that since, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago when they invented glass, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just one of these things that I think he's opened himself up to in the debate, because it'd be a great response, right? You explain, Joey, to the American people how 50,000 Americans died from H1N1 while you were vice president. And since 2009, 500,000, over 500,000 Americans have died from it, and your political appointee who, chief of staff, you appointed to run it. He wasn't a doctor, and you didn't announce anything for 6 months that it was a public, a problem. 1.4 billion people on the planet got infected. 25% of the planet was infected by H1N1, Joey. Yeah. I mean, these are good numbers, and he should use them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. Let's see. Craig's on a roll this morning. Did you see where Trump got the CDC to change the website to downplay aerosol spread of the virus? So corrupt. Trump wants to downplay this virus. Trump lies. Americans die. Well, I don't. I don't think the president, I know he got on Renfield about saying, you know, we wouldn't have a vaccine till next year, the second or third quarter of next year. And, you know, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. But I don't think the president can call up the CDC and tell them what to put out publicly. You know, they admitted they made an error. And so
yeah, I'm quite certain in conversations he can disagree with him. That's his job. These people advise him, you know, they give him advice and he either takes it or not. Or he says, I'm not happy with that. I want to see some more information before I make a decision.
Yep.
Okay. So that's his job. And I think that the new head, this guy of the CDC, I mean, I don't know anyone else, but some of the stuff come back out and then they reverse themselves. You know, last week, you know, in the last 2 weeks, what they say, only 9% of people died from the COVID virus. I mean, they put out some bizarre news releases that just contradict.
It's been all over the place. You know, you can't. The WHO put out bogus information. The CDC put out bogus information. Fauci did. You know, I mean, they're changing it day to day. So,
yeah.
About the only thing certain is you wash your hands and that's about it. Wash your hands and wear a mask.
The irony of all of it is that I think that your president has been very frank and more honest with the American people. And the agencies like the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, you know, where he works.
Yeah.
And he's been faced with a real dilemma when you have all these experts. I mean, it's like, you know, Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell and Secretary Treasurer Mnuchin are before the House Finance Committee today. Probably going to be interesting. I don't know how the market will react to it. We'll see. But, you know, the bottom line is that all these things are going on. Oh, and then there's, of course, world peace and North Korea and Russia and China, Taiwan, you know, everything, the COVID virus and all these other. I mean, all the stuff is on his desk, you know. Meanwhile, Schumer gets up in the Senate and says, everything's off the table. Really?
Yeah, right.
It's all on top of Trump's table. And, you know, and he's dealing with all of these, you know.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on. Sandy says she traveled through as far as Bismarck, North Dakota, not one Biden sign, no bumper stickers, and hundreds of Trump signs throughout there. So, I could certainly believe that. So,
well, with all the protests you're seeing him having now, you know, he did two yesterday in Ohio, Toledo and Branton or whatever it was, and he's doing two tomorrow and on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And next week, he's doing three a day. He's starting three a day next week. So, you know, he's going to be crisscrossing the entire nation once again and telling his story, which, you know, if people know it, it's only because of local news, which we covered, because that's going to be that will have been the deciding factor in this election.
That's what Biden's counting on is local.
No, I'm talking about local news media and how
Biden's counting on is local news media.
And he's in trouble because, you know, it doesn't go well for him what they have to say.
Well, it depends. media's in Biden's corner, man.
Not local media, it isn't.
What makes you think so? You think local is different than national?
I go watch local media in all the major cities. I go watch them. I pay attention to it. And they're not denying these riots. They're not saying they're protests. They're burning their cities. A local newscaster's not going to go out there like a CNN newscaster with a building behind him and stand there and go, well, this was a peaceful protest. And, you know, the building behind him's on fire. A local news person is not going to do that. No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. So the local news isn't going to count the number of Trump lies.
Oh, come on, Tom. You know,
I mean, come on. I'm just saying, you know what? You're going to tell me that every local news media in the United States is pro-Trump and the rest of them are.
I did not say that. What I said is none of them are denying what's going on in these protests and riots and anarchy.
Yeah. But okay, you're talking about three cities. You're not talking about Arizona or Kansas or Iowa or places like that.
I can go look at LA News, Sacramento News, Portland, Seattle, Baltimore, Chicago. I mean, Chicago, it's horrific because of all these murders.
But so what? It's blue states. Blue states. Well, I know you know it.
Because there's no riots going on in red states. There's no
protest. I know. That's what I'm saying. Are you telling me that the red state news isn't talking about Biden wants this or Biden wants that?
No, actually, the ones that I watch in red states are doing, you know, about the demonstrations and they you know, they make the comparison about, you know, it's so smart for him to call his rallies protests now, you know, peaceful protests. I mean, the contradiction is so extreme. It's amazing, right?
Yeah. But why would local news be talking about the riots in some other state?
Because they're in red states, I said. So, you know.
That's what I mean. Why would they be talking about riots in blue states?
Pro-Trump. A lot of them are pro-Trump, out, you know, right up front.
Well, but it's local news. It's not national news.
But that's what they talk about. So, you know,
we're not talking about our local news isn't talking about the riots. We're talking about forest fires here.
There you go.
And we're talking about Bullock and Danes, and we're talking about, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here they are. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're, you know, well, we know. Well, Romney says he's going to vote. So that will all but assure approval of whatever's going on. So,
well, it's
a done deal. Supposedly.
McConnell has to go through the spaghetti rules, you know, and then they have to have a vote for it to come to the floor for a debate. Then they have a vote to close debate. And then the big decision is they have a vote to send it to committee. Now, they can either say no and then just vote right on the floor up or down, or they can send it on the judicial committee for review. But, you know, the speeches on the floor of the Senate for to take it to committee will be, why? She was there in 2017. We all met her. We voted for her then. Why would we vote for her now? Puts the Democrats in a bad order because a lot of them voted for her in 2017. So Muchin says he's going to vote. And he has, he's in a tight race, right, with West Virginia.
Yeah. Well, that would be true. Well, he jumped ship on Gorsuch, too. You know, he went over there. Yeah. So.
He doesn't lose his seat. Yeah. You know, West Virginia is a red state.
Yeah. Let's see here. Ennis, Biden signs versus Trump signs 10-1. So, all right.
That's not a surprise.
Let's see. Shane is full on Trump cultist today. Wow. All right, man.
You know, you've been a very loyal watcher, and we're very grateful. You know, I made this call on June 8th. Come on. What are you talking
about? Yeah.
386 I've called for him to get for electoral votes. So.
And we'll see how that plays out. Yeah.
Yeah, I have them all written down. So, if you want me to relist them, Greg, I will.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah. Sandy says, with all the riots and bad things in blue states, doesn't that give conservatives more votes everywhere? I would certainly think so. Seeing how this stuff is being handled by the blue states, both from the governor on down to the mayors in these cities. And the other thing they're talking about, Shane, that you've probably seen, is that L.A., Oakland, or L.A., Seattle, and Portland may lose government money because they're not enforcing the laws.
Well, and I also think that we know for sure that California is going to lose at least one, maybe two seats as their population's dropped, and Texas will pick them up most likely. So, you know, when your census is done, it's going to be interesting to see where everyone's at. The folly is, will American people really support Democratic governors that are up for election in their state when they've seen what other Democratic governors have done during not just COVID, but the rioting and all this other stuff, you know? So.
Yeah. That's the point to look at, you know, I think. But as I've said before, you know, Chicago As bad as things are, as bad as the murders are, as bad as everything was, they still elected Lightfoot, you know, to run the city. So, you know, and de Blasio in New York, you know, we don't know how you get too much worse than he is, but, you know, I guess maybe it's possible.
Well, that's why a lot of congressional seats in New York and California are probably in play. Even the states, maybe. You never know. It's not like it hasn't happened before. So, you know, people, you know, I don't know. I was downtown New York and I had a $1, $2 million condo. And I watched Fifth Avenue and Madison get destroyed. I would not support the Democratic Party. I mean, even if I was a loyal Democrat forever, you know,
It'll be interesting to see what happens in New York with this Israeli deal with the, I don't know if that's a big deal to the Jewish community in New York or not, or in Florida for that matter. So I don't know.
Two more Arab countries recognizing Israel. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about this for years. You know, an Arab worst enemy is another Arab tribe, you know, Muslim or not, you know, they've been fighting, like Trump said, for thousands of years.
Yeah.
So then the second worst enemy of an Arab, if you're Sunni, is a Persian Shia. So you know, Israel's actually third on the list, right? And, you know, with everything that Israel's accomplished with technology and their economy and you know, all these countries look at this and go, wow, they have incredible security. We do, too. You know, and, you know, we've spent 50 years building this island, you know, Dubai. I don't want it blown up in half an hour. Like, you know, all they have to do is look at the video of the state of the countries of Iraq and Syria and you know, they've been demolished. They're gone. Thousands of years ago, gone. You know, 50 years of building, gone. Yeah, it's terrible. It's really very terrible.
Well, I'd agree, you know, but whether or not that resonates with voters, does that put him in Trump's camp because he's helping Israel? I don't know.
Thank you. I appreciate your support, and you're right. Craig doesn't like anyone that disagrees with him or the Trump typical Democrat. And you know what we call that, Linda? Bigotry. You know, if you tolerate another person's point of view, you're a bigot. So it is what it is. But, you know, we've been very clear about that. All ideas, all interests are welcome. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she'll be the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. So pretty interesting that, you'd think some of the past presidents, Roosevelt, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, you would think maybe might end up there.
No, it wasn't.
You know, but
I think Jacqueline Kennedy would have been, but no. Nope.
Yeah, that would be another possibility at that time of in history. So
we got to bring up this topic. Tom and I were jawing about this before. You know, the whole thing since Friday and Ginsburg's passing on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, her being Jewish, her family being there. Mm-hmm. I made a comment about my feelings on this. Don't need to repeat that. But apparently your granddaughter said her last words were, I hope the next president picks my replacement. Well, first of all, that's totally contrary to the Constitution. You know, number one. Number two, I'm not sure that on your deathbed, unless it was politically intended to be your deathbed, which I've suggested, that would be, you know, I mean, if it was for political reasons, you'd make a comment like that. But I don't think in most cases, even for someone like her, that may be her last quote. And, you know, Tom made that comment. He doesn't really believe that. And so we should just comment, give him your idea, Tom, about that. And because Schumer was up in the Senate with the quote saying, you know, these were her final words.
Yeah. It's my fervent wish.
Yeah.
Come on. You're sitting there with your family. You're dying. I think the last thing you think about is work.
Yeah.
That would be like me sitting there on my dying bed saying, gee, I wonder how KMMS is doing today. No, I don't think I give a rat's ass.
Well, no, but totally contrary to the Constitution. I mean, she knows, she spent her whole life. She got it memorized. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Folks, it's big. Okay, look, I've got this little tiny book. Okay, this is the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and a whole bunch of other information about America in it.
Yeah,
your Constitution and Bill of Rights probably sits on 7 mm-hmm. pages. You know. I played on live stage in my lifetime several times and memorized an entire, thing for grip. Thank you very much. How old am I? I hope you have my back there, guy. and like a 300-page script. I've memorized the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I've memorized all kinds of things in my life. But,
yeah, me too.
And you have your state constitution. So, these are not things that are hard to read often, and even memorize. I don't think 99% of the students that go to school in Montana have ever read their state constitution. I'm just saying, I'm guessing. It's just an opinion. Sad, because they should. It's so important. Mm-hmm. You can't be a citizen of your country in a republic and not know your federal constitution and your state constitution. I mean, it's an obligation to be a good citizen.
Oh, it is. No question. Yeah. Okay. Your sister, Bloomberg, is giving millions to the felons in prison in Florida so they can vote. They did a vote and passed it saying they had to pay their debt before they can vote. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, you owe society something, whatever. So. But talking about Ginsburg, I'm sorry, I don't believe her last words were anything to do with, I hope the next president picks somebody besides this one. I don't know. That's a real stretch for me. Yeah. I don't know.
Here's Craig. Great. I love this one. Trump support fanatical. Parades for him, sink their boats for him. Perfectly normal. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because the only case of arson on the Republican side during a protest are boats that were partying hard in Texas and Florida that caught fire. That's the only burning that I've seen at all at a Trump protest, or, so there you go.
Well, there was a bunch of boats that sank in one of the parades he had.
Yeah, the in Florida, a couple caught on fire, and in Texas on the lake caught on fire. Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of them that sunk somewhere else, though.
Yeah, I mean
more than two. I mean, there was a lot.
The point is that's the only fires resulting from anything Trump, right? It's not buildings, it's not businesses, it's not people's livelihood. It's one of those.
I don't think he mentioned anything about fire in his thing there, but they had a bunch of them sink somewhere, and no one knows why they sunk. But
party, maybe.
I don't know. Well, let's see. Craig claims he's not a Democrat. I'm a never Trump conservative. Well, guess what? There's not much you can do in this election unless you want to vote Libertarian and waste your vote. So be my guest, So I don't know. If you're going to vote for Biden, then good luck, with that. So
yeah, that's a good vote. Yeah.
The fact that, if you want to look at Trump's record so far, fine, cheated on wives, who cares? We don't elect choir boys to run the country. We just don't. I mean, Jimmy Carter was the last one that didn't work out.
Yeah, well, he had the Iran situation held on his back. That didn't go well.
Every president's going to have something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's see. John says Trump has a solid plan for Puerto Rico self-actualization and industrial development. This will keep their left-wing activity at a minimum, hopefully. Where's Biden's plan for their statehood? Wrong. Their local power structure gets far too much funds at the federal to endorse endorse that. What do you think? One of the things we're talking about, of course, is statehood for Puerto Rico and
territory.
Guam? Okay, yeah.
Some of the territories,
Washington, D.C. as well. So
Puerto Rico is a territory. It's not a state.
Yeah, but should it be a state?
Well, they voted three times, turned it down, so.
Okay.
You have to get two-thirds of the eligible electorate people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people. Two-thirds of the eligible people that to vote. So, you know, if you've got a million people that are eligible to vote, you got to get 777,000 to say yes. Two-thirds.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, the polls still show Biden hanging in there. He's ahead in Wisconsin, tighter race in Pennsylvania. So, you know, the boy is resilient.
Yeah, he's hanging in there like his face mask up from his left ear, you know.
Well, whatever. But
it's a half hang, okay? That's what it is.
So, oh, okay. All right.
You've seen this.
Oh, yeah. No, I still don't understand going out there and making a speech with a mask on. You know, when nobody's anywhere, nobody's within 25 feet of you.
And there's six people in the room, like, and they all have.
They've got masks on too. So.
And they've all been tested. No one gets near these candidates.
I know, though. Yeah. I was going to say, they're going to take his temperature 50 times a day, probably. So, now the other thing you mentioned too about Trump going all over the place and doing everything, that Biden's got nothing scheduled for today at all. He's got nothing. Doing nothing, not going anywhere, not doing anything. You know,
two rallies today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and starting next week, your president will be on the road, three rallies a day, day. Wow, till the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So not only is he working from Air Force One, which he can because it's got an Oval Office, but you know he's let's go. We got to get this done.
Yeah. I hope they have better peanuts on the Air Force One than they do on commercial planes. I don't know.
I think the president has whatever he wants. I mean,
you think so?
Several movies have been made about that fact where, you know, I can't remember the name of the movie, but Dave. Remember the movie Dave, where the accountant goes in or the employment guy goes in or whatever. He's in the president's office and he says, are you hungry? It's lunchtime. Let's see if we can fool the kitchen, right? And he picks up the phone and he says, I want a white shark, you know, sandwich with mayonnaise and pickles, right?
Yeah.
It hangs up and he says, I try to do that all the time. See if I can catch him, right? No, whatever he wants, he gets. Come on.
I would think so. I would say he does. Well, the U.S. passes 200,000 COVID-19 deaths as Trump downplays the impact of the coronavirus yet again. So,
pretty sad. Yeah. Oh, by the way, just want to mention the president's the only one now in the world. Well, with the exception, he's not the only one in the world. There are only a few exceptions of leaders in the world who have butlers. Now, in England, they used to have footmen. They don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
But the president always has had butlers throughout the house, in his private quarters, in the kitchen, in the dining rooms, it's a pretty high scale, lifestyle, it's a perk. Isn't that what they call
it? Yeah. Yeah. It's a perk. Yeah. Jim says, I think it's remarkable that Ginsburg's most noted decision, she is in the minority position. And I'd go along with that as well. Yeah.
50% of American people oppose abortion. So, mean, that's any abortion. That, it's done. You know, they keep trying to water down the numbers, but the young generation, the millennials, they look at this and they just, I think it's going to be African American against abortion. Clearly, I mean, they've wiped out two generations. We've talked about it for years. They've wiped out a generation of African Americans with the abortions, right? And you're famous line is, Eagle Man, about necessity and abortions?
Okay.
More likely.
More likely.
New York City, if you're black, you're more likely an abortion. You're lying.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're in New York City, you're more likely to be aborted than born if you're black. Yeah.
That's right.
So you got that going for you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Eagle Man's handle has been for the 11 years I've known you. So
yeah. No, that's the way it goes. Yeah. Linda says that's what puppets do. They hang in there. Talking about Biden hanging in there. So Trump's record, 200,000 dead, record debt, and largest government spending in history before COVID and after COVID, too.
Your national debt is $26.7 trillion. He took over and it was $2 trillion. So not even close to Obama. Not even close. So
yeah. So
11 billion, just over 11 billion when Biden took office, went to 22. So, you know, Biden doubled. He added $11 trillion. So
there you go. John says, how about the Space Force? A new deployment in the Middle East with a satellite listening post. Yeah, we're opening up diplomatic relations with these folks over there. So maybe that's a. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Well, I commented on this again, just I think it was the end of last week because he brings this up. But clearly he did this because of the run to the stars with billionaires. And, I think some consensus around it, you know. So I think it's sort of to segregate NASA from, you know, the Air Force. But having said that, you know, I think, you know, they're probably out there, you know. You can't look into the galaxy. You can't look at the Hubble pictures of the, of what it's discovered, you know, the number of galaxies out there, galaxies, not just solar galaxies and think we're the sentient beings. I mean, that's not even profound. It's stupid. So,
Let's see. Trump's record, division in America, families and friends no longer speaking, riots in the streets, winning. No, it's called intolerance. It's called bigotry. It's called unacceptably not discussing views, not accepting another point of view, and rioting instead. Hey, you know, very simple.
It's called politics, Craig.
It is. It's pretty much political, I would say.
We've been around with Reagan. Both elections, families didn't get along over him. I mean, they didn't.
Yeah.
Bush for sure. Bush too. I mean, because of beating Gore. Come on. You know, families didn't get along on that. Obama. Yeah. Come on. Craig.
All right, Tropical Storm Beta. Turn your speakers off, Shane. Turn your computer speaker off because it's feeding back.
Okay.
I can hear you fine. Yeah. I can hear you fine. I was just hearing me.
Well, I can't hear you. If I turn it off, I can't hear you. I don't have them on where it's playing.
Your speakers, not your mic.
I don't have them on.
Well, I'm getting feedback from. Whatever. So
yeah, well, you're frozen most of the show too, so it's on your side, bud. I mean, on my
Storm Beta makes landfall in Texas. All right, so now we're into Beta.
Well, we have to. We've used the Greek alphabet, so there you go.
Well, we've used the regular alphabet. We're into the Greek alphabet.
So here we go. See what happens.
Yeah. So. Well, we've had more storms. Not since 2005 have we had this many named storms.
That's right. But very few landfalls. They developed and broken up. And that's an interesting aspect of this whole climate issue that everyone keeps talking about. It's another example of the natural process that exists within your in the world. And I will put forward that my feeling that the reason they've broken up is because as a result of COVID, the atmosphere is cleared in the Northern Hemisphere. And with the atmosphere cleared, it circulates better and breaks up these storms down in the South Atlantic before they can develop. Just mm-hmm. my opinion from what I've read of meteorology. Yeah.
Yeah. Craig wants to know if do you have friends who won't speak with you? None that I'm aware of, anyway.
Not yeah. Craig, I'm very tolerant of everyone's point of view.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I haven't had anybody unfriend me on Facebook or whatever, I'm aware of. Yeah.
I enjoy engaging with people that don't agree with me.
Yeah, of course, that's why we do this.
I mean, Tom and I probably don't agree 30 to 40% of the time. You've watched us.
Well, that's true. Yeah. No. Shane's consistently wrong so much of the time.
I am, because I'm a Canadian and I have no doctor.
Right. Yeah. I have no doctor. Canadians tried to poison the president. Come on.
Yeah. You know, there's not too much outrage in me. I'm a Canadian. Yeah. No outrage in Canada.
Craig, they were never your friends if that happens. So, yeah, if your friends walk out or won't speak to you, they weren't your friends. Yeah, they're not tolerant of your, if they're not tolerant of your point of view.
Yeah, then, Craig, here's a simple rule for your friends. It's a simple rule. It's the only rule.
Yeah.
Unless someone is happy for you, they're not your friend.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a new job, get a new car, new house, new wife, whatever. Inheritance, and they're not happy for you. You know, they start saying to you, oh, "I can't believe you." You know, if something good in your life happens, and someone doesn't endorse it, support it, and to see it as being great for you, they're not your friend. Period. Yeah. That's it. This is not complicated. Two kinds of people in the world, Craig: givers and takers. Yeah. I'm beginning to wonder exactly which one you are.
Yeah, that would be it. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. We got to talk about the market, Shane, because they're kind of, I don't know what they're doing here. The wife's Facebook is all over the place.
Well, yeah, but that's because of the August 4th announcement the Barr had that they're investigating Google for antitrust. I told you that's why this whole technology list of stocks we're looking at, I think, are being pressed. The Dow is now down 108 as I'm looking at it, 27,057. But, you know, it's interesting because commodities do play a role. They're not as big a market, of course, as currencies, which is the largest in the world. We've made that clear. So I just want to go over this really quick. West Texas, 39.43, up 12 cents. Brent in Europe is 41.68, up 25. Natural gas is 183. It's off marginally 4 cents, but at least it's holding. We want to see it back at $2. In regard to, you know, your tech stocks and your comment about Facebook, let's look briefly, just briefly, at the overall market, you know, in the U.S., the New York Stock Exchange Composite, because the Dow Jones only 30 stocks, over 1,600 companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange Composite, and it's at 1375. It's up $108 today. So, you know, you're incredibly, your market's stronger than heck. You haven't seen, I mean, you only see the volume being excessive, like when it dropped back in March 23rd, you know, it was 7 to 9 million or 7 to 9 billion shares a day. And, you know, basically since June, you know, it's pretty much been like around 3.5 to 4 billion shares a day. So, you know, market's hanging in there. Google, though, is quite remarkable. You look at it in the sense of the announcement, September 2nd, even a month after the August 4th announcement by Barr, its high was 1728 and it's down to 1418. So that's like a 20% drop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing all right, aren't we?
overall, it's incredible. It really, look at it. I was having a conversation with a number of my friends yesterday, and wow, on a conference call we were talking, and it was like everyone's just like, this is incredible. It really is. With everything that's going on, the market, or the people, I mean, because clearly there's no panic, right?
Yeah.
So
not right now, anyway.
So then that means Trump's done his job, and it's got to be burning the oranges off every Democrat across your country, right? Because, you know, the a falling market would reflect no real support for your president. So he's kept people aware. They're not, you know, things are popping up. I mean, like the Ginsburg thing is a big surprise. It's an October surprise, right?
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, you're right. Craig says families don't speak because of Trump. Because now they don't speak because they are intolerant of each other's point of view. That's why they don't speak. If they were tolerant of each other's point of view and agree to disagree, they wouldn't have an issue. It's not because of Trump. It's because of their inability to admit that, you know, maybe he's right. Maybe he's done a good job. Maybe he has been successful. So,
in a real world, we can agree to disagree.
Yeah. Families don't speak because liberals can't back up their arguments against Trump without being emotional. angry, petulant. You are still a family and the election will pass. I was going to say, you know, Trump will be gone in another 4 years. So what's your problem?
If he's reelected.
Well,
yeah,
it's a shoo-in. It's a no-brainer. It's a landslide.
Yeah. And he will be. But I mean, it goes back to the same argument we talk about. Your founding fathers were very consistent about it being the people in government were citizen representatives. They're not politicians. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of a two-year cycle, so that the entire house is up every 2 years, that's a term limit. Everyone keeps saying term limits. You've got one already built into this. Every 2 years, you can bounce them or keep them. And, you know, 6 years for senators, smart, and 4 years for president. So they're brilliant guys. They figured this out, but the American people haven't yet. And, you know, we'll see. Maybe Trump will finally get people to look at this. I mean, what a laugh if Pelosi got thrown out. Seriously, you don't think there are women angry about that hair salon thing? I mean, they're all narcissists.
The ones that can't get into their salon are unhappy.
I mean, the women in San Francisco.
Yeah. The other people that are unhappy, photographers, they're unhappy. You can't get your hair done to get a picture made.
That's right. And no one's buying magazines, so no one's buying their pictures. You know, all those store magazines that women would buy that are, you know, at the counter.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Their numbers have gone down significantly in the last 3 years because of it's just all anti-Trump, right? Another brand we haven't talked about really, but they've ruined it, you know. I mean, look at the First Lady. She's the first lady in like 60 years. I mean, more than that, that, you know, has on the cover of major magazines, you know, it's so bizarre. All these people we've been talking about tolerance today, and it's just below. I mean, like the Emmys the other night. I mean, the ratings were down again. They were down, but every year, like in the last 3 years, they've been down anywhere from 20 to 40.
How true.
You know, I mean, so the ratings on the Emmys since Trump got elected are like down 60%. I mean, it's
sad. No, I know. Yeah, it's been pretty,
it's unusual. 9 o'clock.
Well, not unusual, I guess, but just kind of bizarre.
I mean, bizarre. Yeah, bizarre is a good word.
Because people used to tune into those things.
I did.
Yeah, I mean, they into them no matter what. But
right. We had Chinese dinner or sushi dinner last night, and you know they all sat around the football game. I didn't.
Yeah.
I went and did research.
Well, the nice thing about sushi, I pick it up, take it home, fry it up. It's great.
You can eat it anywhere.
Yeah. Sandy says, but Biden said a few days ago that if Trump wins another 8 years, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
Does Biden know how long the term limits are? I was blubbering last night. Yeah. Yeah. If Trump wins another 8 years, I don't know what we're going to do. That's going to be scary. So I don't know.
Tuesday night, baby. Next Tuesday, a week from today, your favorite night.
I know. That's going to be, we'll have our full analysis on that, obviously, come along here. So,
hey, wait a second. Yeah. If Biden said 200 million people died of COVID, how did you survive?
I live in a cocoon. I never go anywhere. I never see anyone. I never do anything. You know, as I said on the radio the other day, I spend more time with you and my wife than anyone else. So,
we're in an age where they've taken all our personal enjoyment away from us. I'm serious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you think you want to know what a socialist state's like, look at how the lockdown's gone. Because basically, baby, that's a socialist state.
That certainly, boy, you got to go there. So I'll agree. Let's see. Bruce says Biden also said 200 million people died of COVID-19. And Linda says no need for politics in the Emmys or sports. And I agree fully with Linda on that one. Man, that's a losing deal right there. So.
Yes, and you've made that very clear, and you've done a good job doing it.
Yeah, I have. I made that really clear. So, all right, we're out of time here. So I need to let you know that we're here every day, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, and we do Facebook Live, we do YouTube Live as well, and don't forget we're on Saturdays on radio 8 to 11. You can listen live wherever you are in the world at KMMSAM.com, and just click on Listen Now. And, of course, if you missed any of our shows, including this one or part of it, if you had to leave or whatever, and you want to see the rest of it, we put them up every day. So this will be up by a couple hours from now, probably. So by the time we process it and all that stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe, like us, comment below. Do you think this Supreme Court will be done before the end of the year, or will it go? Will it? I don't know. Is the Senate not going to react the way they think we will? So leave a comment below. Do you think somebody will be confirmed before the election, or will it drone on later? So let us know what you think. And thanks for listening and watching, of course. Sorry. So we're done, Shane. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Be happy, be safe, live in the moment. Hey, live to work. So important to enjoy your day that way. And God bless the people of the United States and Canada, because we're so fortunate. We're so lucky. We're so blessed to live in the two greatest countries, clubs in the world. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Shane. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, everyone. We really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. And by the way, hey, all views are welcome here, as our comments clearly show. And if you think it there, more than likely, we're going to say it here sooner or later. So that's going to wrap it up for us. So we'll see everybody tomorrow, 9 a.m.